Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in the Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, y'all, or better said, shalom, all y'all. I am neither a rabbi, nor a scholar, nor an academician. I am what referred to as Hebrew as a Yehudi Pashut, a simple Jew, Mehare, from the hills of, instead of Jerusalem, Baltimore. This is the 40th weekly Torah portion in the annual Jewish cycle of the Torah readings. It is called Balak. Balak is the second distinctive word in the Parsha, and it basically deals in the Torah with Balak, the son of Zippor, tries to hire Balaam to curse Israel. Balaam's donkey speaks to Balaam, and Balaam blesses Israel instead. The Parsha consists of Numbers, chapters 22, verse 2 through 25. The Haftarah is from Micah, and is chapter 5, verses 6 through chapter 6, verses 8. I guess the first question is, who is Micah? Well, according to the book of Micah, he lived and prophesied during the reign of three Judean Jerusalem monarchs, Yotan, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Yotam's rise to power can be dated to 758 before the Common Era, and Hezekiah ruled until 698 before the Common Era. This makes Micha a contemporary of Isaiah. Micha is the sixth book of the 12 minor prophets, the Revim Rishonim. In 722 before the Common Era, Assyria conquered Samaria, which was the entire northern kingdom of Israel, and destroyed or disposed of the northern kingdom of Israel. Under Sennacherib, a siege of Jerusalem began in 701 before the Common Era. The Haftarah for Balak is connected to the Parsha in any number of ways, the most obvious being that in chapter 6.5, where it mentions Balak and the phrase from Shittim to Gilgal, Shittim was the place the Jews were encamped when Balak called to Bilam to prophesy in the wilderness. Take a look at Numbers chapter 22, verse 1, chapter 25, verse 1, and 33. And Gilgal is the site where Saul's kingship was renewed after he defeated the Ammonites. Micah was from southwest Judea, and because his father was not mentioned in the book, we believe that he must have come up from common origins, which explains many of his messages were directly against Jerusalem, the city. Micah prophesies the future destruction of Jerusalem and Samaria, the destruction and then future restoration of the Judean state. He rebuked the people of Judah for dishonesty and idolatry. We believe Micah prophesies from 737 through 696 before the Common Era. Many of his messages were directed toward Jerusalem and was a mixture of denunciations and prophecies. His early prophecies, he predicted the destruction of both Samaria and Jerusalem for their respective sins. The people of Samaria were rebuked for worshiping idols, which were brought with the income earned by the prostitutes. Micah was the first prophet to predict the downfall of Jerusalem. According to Micah, the city was doomed because its beautification was financed by dishonest business practices, which impoverished the city's citizens. He also called to account of the prophets of his day, whom he accused of accepting money for their oracles. Micah also anticipated the destruction of the Judean state and promised its restoration more glorious than before. He prophesied in an era of universal peace over which the governor will rule from Jerusalem. Micah also declared that when the glory of Zion and Jacob is restored, the Lord will force Gentiles to abandon idolatry. Micah also chastised Israel for its dishonesty in the marketplace and corruption in government. He warned the people on behalf of God of the pending destruction, if ways and hearts were not changed. He told them what the God requires of them. He wrote, "He hath showed me, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, to walk humbly with thy God." The connection between the Haftarah and the Torah portion tends to center on the verse, quote, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. It's interesting, the verb the Haftarah uses for answer is anah, ayin nun hey. In Micah, it's a variation of the same verb that the Parsha uses to describe Balaam's answer, vayan, to Balak in the Parsha in Numbers, the first words of Balaam's blessing of Israel. How goodly are thy tents, matovu, are echoed in the Haftarah's warning to Micah of what is good in God's sight, namely, to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. In the Haftarah, Micah quotes God's admonition to the Israelites to recall the events of the Parsha, to remember now what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Peor, answered him. The Gemara read the closing admonition of the Haftarah, to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God, as one of the several distillations of the principles underlying the Torah. It was taught by Rabbi Simai that God communicated 613 rules to Moses. David reduced them to 11 principles, as in Psalm 15, and Micah reduced them to 3. I hope you enjoyed this little presentation, and as my daughter would say, Shalom all you all. Thank you.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.